You're listening to Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
And Raider Nation, welcome to another episode of Upon Further Review After Dark. Eddie Pascal and producer Trav here at our remote locations. I'm in Henderson, Nevada. Producer Trav, per usual, in San Jose, California. And unfortunately, because of some scheduling conflicts, and this is a busy weekend for KMM, he was double booked tonight, unfortunately. So no KMM. So you're stuck with me and T-Bone as we rock and roll through another day of the 2020 NFL Draft. And let's be honest, guys. Yesterday was, I don't want to say a weird day, because I think it really was a net positive day. And we talked about it a lot, where regardless of the names on the jerseys, the silver and black filled two needs with Henry Ruggs III and Damon Arnett. But there was still kind of that funkiness, that weirdness in the air. And like I said, there's a lot of optimism, but there was, I don't want to say confusion, but there was an air of, I guess really confusion is kind of the best way to put it. But that was all put to bed today. Mike Mayock, John Gruden just danced and pranced and dominated their way through the third round of the 2020 NFL Draft. And we talked last night, both Kyle and I and producer Trav, and we were discussing, will the Raiders get into the second round? It was something that we thought was a possibility because they didn't pick between 19 and 80. And we're all sitting here thinking we've heard Mayock talk so much about how much he covets those picks, those second and early third round picks. And the Silver and Black simply didn't have any. Well, the team stood pat. And actually, Mike Mayock said this evening on his conference call that there were offers to move up and get into the second round. But they said, no, hold your horses. John Gruden and Double M sat down and they said, all right, this isn't the time to go. And they stood pat, and boy, did they come away with a haul. We got Lynn Bowden Jr., at pick number 80. He's going to be playing running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. Really, he's going to be playing that joker position is what Mike Mayock said today. Kind of a jack of all trades kind of guy, Swiss Army knife, insert whatever football cliche you're looking for there. But a guy who can really do it all. And I thought it was kind of put perfectly when I was looking at his Kentucky bio. He's just listed as athlete, just athlete. And I respect that so immensely because at the end of the day, that's what he is. He's a guy who you can line up out wide. You can put him in the slot. Mike Mayock said tonight he's going to be playing running back. He mentioned the departure of DeAndre Washington at Kansas City. He goes, look, we needed another guy that's going to be able to spell Josh Jacobs. Josh got a lot of touches last year, and Josh was incredibly effective. But if he's going to be your franchise back, you got to keep those legs fresh, baby. You got to keep them fresh. And Lynn Bowden Jr. is going to be able to help immensely in that regard. North of 4,500 all-purpose yards at Kentucky. And as I said, this is a guy who can do everything. He can contribute on special teams. As I said, he's an incredibly dynamic piece on the offensive side of the football for John Gruden. And what I really liked about him on his conference call today, or excuse me, tonight, I should say, he goes, look, man, I got a chip on my shoulder. He goes, whatever they need me to do, whatever the Las Vegas Raiders and head coach John Gruden want me to do, that is what I'm going to do. And he said it perfectly. He goes, I like to win games. And Lynn, baby, don't we all? And the Raiders were not done at pick 80. So going into this, we were at 80, 81, and 91. So at pick 81, just literally seconds after the Lynn Bowden pick came through, Bryan Edwards is what the Silver and Black elected to do at 81, just a pick later. A true wide receiver from South Carolina. A really versatile guy. A guy who was productive during his college career, both out wide and in the slot. Mike Mayock said he really is kind of that classic big-bodied receiver. You're going to be able to throw him on the outside. You're going to be able to do a lot of things with him. And during his conference call, I said, look, man, he kind of echoed what Lynn said. He goes, I'm just a playmaker, man. I want to come in here. I want to get to work. He goes, I have a lot to learn. I want to get better. I'm committed to doing that. And he kind of felt slept on too. He had an injury coming out of South Carolina, which probably caused his stock to drop just a little bit. But look, if you're getting picked in the third round, you're still a quality football player. And the hope is that he is able to do just that and contribute at the next level for the Silver and Black in 2020 and beyond. But the one thing that I really liked about him, And in the spirit of full transparency, KMM is our college football guy. So when we break down the entirety of the draft tomorrow, I'm going to put a star next to this to ask Kyle about this aspect of Bryan Edwards' game. But he is a tough runner when he got that ball in his hands. He broke last year alone. This is 1 year for a wide receiver. He broke 20 plus tackles as a wide receiver, not as a running back, as a wide receiver. And he is a big, strong dude. He is a dude who's going to get bigger, stronger, and better. And man, I'm excited to see. And then all of a sudden now, you look at this wide receiver room, and it is exciting. Hank Ruggs 3, Bryan Edwards, Tyrell Williams, Hunter Renfro, Zay Jones, Keelan Doss, Marcel Aitman. I know I'm missing a few, but competition is going to be the name of the game, really across the roster, but for that position group in particular. And man, they're going to be, I don't even really want to go here because the draft is such a time of optimism and hope, but man, there are going to be some really, really tough cuts come cut day at the end of training camp, because you're looking at this room and you have a bunch of legitimate NFL players in that room. And unfortunately, not everyone is going to be able to make the cut. But man, we talked about it last night, and I'll say it again. Competition brings out the best in guys, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what these battles are going to look like whenever we get back to playing meaningful football. So after 81, the silver and black, just a brief respite. The 91st pick, I should say. And they end up trading that pick to, can we even say this name on the pod, Trev? We haven't brought up this team, I think, on our airwaves in the duration of our program. We're going to trade with the New England Patriots. The Patriots. That other team in Boston. Tom Brady's old home, we'll call it that. So the silver and black trade number 91 and number 159. They ship those off to Foxborough. And in return, they get pick 100, 139, and 172. So they drop down a little bit and they pick up a pick on day three tomorrow, which, as you guys know, I love. Give Mayock his picks. Give him as many picks as possible. And with that final pick of the second night, they take Tanner Muse, linebacker from Clemson. So he played a lot of safety at Clemson, a versatile guy. He said during his time with the media this evening that he always kind of expected that he would play linebacker at the next level. But because of the way the roster was structured at Clemson, he goes, I ended up having to play a little more safety than perhaps he expected to during his time as a Tiger. And the one thing, and this is going to be music to my ears, and I really wish KMM was here to hear this. He said that he is going to be a core special teamer for this team in 2020. And as our resident special teams advocate, music to my ears, music to my cold, worn 48 hours into the draft ears. On the real though, he is going to, in addition to what he's going to do on special teams, Mike Mayock said he's going to learn both Mike and the Will linebacker positions. But man, when you have a guy, and this is one thing that I love, when you have young guys, guys that are drafted highly, let's say, I mean, the third round, night two, is you're no scrub if you're getting picked on the second night of the draft. Guys that come in that have no ego and then say, listen, I want to make my bones on special teams. I am willing to come in and work on special teams. You are picking the right kind of guys. Now, for guys like Henry Ruggs III, I don't care, you know, how much he wants to be a gunner. I was joking with Marcel Reese about this earlier today. And Marcel said, look, man, I don't care if he's the best gunner in the NFL, if he wants to be the best gunner. He's your number one wide receiver. You picked him at 12 overall. He is not going to play gunner on special teams. And I get that. I really do. But I'm just talking more about the mindset of guys that are willing to come in. They're willing to do what they need to do. They're willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And that's really what it's all about. I don't care if you're pick number 12. I don't care if you're pick 412. If you're willing to come in, if you're willing to go to work, put your big boy pants on, do what needs to be done, get those beautiful black and silver jerseys, get them dirty. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's Raider football. And I think that's what head coach John Gruden and Mike Mayock are getting are going to get out of their collective of guys. And really, before we get out of here, because we're going to go short tonight because, well, it's late. We have another long day tomorrow because the draft never ends. Thanks, Roger. Also, speaking of Roger, I don't know if it bothered anyone else. It bothered me probably more than it should. How much Roz tried to do this bit where he had the fans, the virtual fans, boo him. Come on, man. Come on, I know you're a dad, but even my dad would be like, listen, that's too much. It's simply too much. When you're doing that bit, come on, retire it after the 75th time. What do you got, Travi?
It also bothered me that he was so comfortable doing some of these picks, you know, sitting on his chair, like leaning back, foot up.
I'll say this. I don't know if Rog respects the draft, Trav. I don't know if he does.
I don't know.
Did you see, since we got you in the mix, Travis, did you happen to see some of the images, too, of Goodell lounging around? I mean, I feel like he should have had a cigarette, but where he's looking at some of the draft cards and they're upside down, they're sideways. Like, come on, man. Like, I know that we're in a kind of a unique time. I can fully respect and understand that, but have a little respect.
That's news to me. I have not seen those.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Just hit the Twitter and see, like, Goodell, you know, Goodell draft cards. And there are multiple where Raj is clearly reading, quote-unquote reading, an upside-down draft card. And this is my question, Trav, since we've completely gone off the rails, as we always do. From a production standpoint, what is his setup looking like? Because I find it very hard to believe that he is socially distancing in a responsible manner in his basement.
I did see a video someone posted, or he posted, I guess, on his Twitter of him kind of doing a walkthrough. And it looked like there was one camera guy, then one like ESPN control center kind of guy, probably another two people. So I don't know. There was quite a few people in that small little space. I don't know if he's following CDC guidelines.
And listen, man, I don't want to call Roger Goodell a hypocrite. You know, I'm not here to use our platform to do that, Travis, but listen, if I was preaching the importance of safety and getting us back to playing meaningful ball and, you know, how much the NFL family, you know, wants everyone to be safe and healthy, and, you know, I myself perhaps wasn't doing that, who am I, though? I'm just a man. I am but a man, Travis, as you know. But man, yeah, come on, Raj. I hope, is he going to do the picks tomorrow, Travis? Do we know that?
I'm not sure. I think so, just because I don't know how they're really going to do it otherwise, but I guess they could remote people in.
I mean, because at this point, like, is Raj even going to put on, like, a polo shirt? I feel like he's just going to be in his robe, maybe having some waffles. Like, he's gotten progressively more casual and more laid back as the draft has gone on.
Yeah, I think even Trey Wingo said on ESPN, that, you know, another hour, Raj is going to be sleeping on the couch there and, you know, announcing picks.
I would love the visual of having someone, like, having some PA, excuse me, Mr. Goodell, you gotta wake up. Sorry, Raj, you gotta wake up. It's the pick is in. The pick is can you imagine with the 100th pick in the 2020 NFL draft. Oh boy. The Las Vegas Raiders select Tanner Muse, linebacker, Clemson. And then this poor PA just puts the draft on Goodell's sleeping body and creeps out of the shot. Oh God.
Man, that's too good.
That is too good. All right. Well, speaking of tomorrow, what picks do we have? We got what, three picks, if my math serves? Let me just pull them up real quick. So, the silver and black. Yes, three picks. Number 121 overall. Number 159. Oh, excuse me. No, not number 159. We traded 159. My deepest, humblest, sincerest apologies. So, we are at 139, 172, and then 121. So I did that a little out of order. So we're at 121, 139, and 172 tomorrow, bright and early. And Travi, before we get out of here, just the last, my last kind of thought, my last top end thought before we, oh man, hopefully go to bed and get 4 hours of sleep before we do this all again tomorrow. The one thing that I've really enjoyed about this draft, and it's kind of an, it kind of echoes what happened a year ago, is that there seems to be a clear theme in what head coach John Gruden and GM Mike Mayock are doing. There is a definite plan. There is a sense of purpose, I feel like, behind each and every pick. We're not looking at any of these picks going, I don't get it. I'm not, I don't know what that, I don't know what need that fills. I don't understand, you know, what the thought process is behind that. This coaching staff, this team, this organization, this front office is giving Derek Carr weapons. I think we have seen that in a big way the first 2 days of the draft. They are giving him weapons. I'll be the first to say Derek did not have the full complement of what he should have had a year ago. Well, that is not going to be the case in 2020. He's going to have Hank Ruggs. He's going to have Lynn Bowden. He's going to have Brian Edwards. He's going to have a lot of things. He's going to have Josh Jacobs, a healthy Tyrell Williams, Darren Waller, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Ooh, this offense could be nasty, and I am excited. Speaking of that, though, I would like to see, I know I said it earlier today, and I did say it today, and I said it last night as well. I would like to see a little added depth along the offensive line tomorrow during these final three picks. I would like to see perhaps a little more investment on the defensive line as well. Wouldn't hate that, but it is going to be an exciting day. Producer Trev, is there anything that is piquing your interest tomorrow on this final day of the draft?
I'm just thinking more defense now. Just kind of, you know, load it up.
Yep. It's all about depth. It's all about depth, baby. It's all about depth. I know that you can't have enough good football players, and especially for a team that, let's be honest, struggled as much as they did at times on the defensive side of the ball last year. Did they get better from, call it, week 10 to week 16? Absolutely. But that said, this team has got to get better on the defensive side of things. Paul Gunther needs a little help, and I have a feeling that he is going to get it tomorrow. So until tomorrow, Eddie Pascal, producer Trav, out of here. We thank the great engineer Jim. I would say we thank KMM, but alas, the scheduling conflict came up. So we will see him not bright and early tomorrow, but we will see him tomorrow night as we wrap up this whole beautiful beast of a draft. So thank you for joining us. We thank you deeply, humbly, and sincerely. Sleep well, wash those hands, maybe enjoy a mimosa for us tomorrow, and get ready for day 3 of the 2020 NFL Draft.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network.